A soft command holds tremendous weight. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Illumination. A soft command holds tremendous weight. Really, it does. Think about how you have heard raucous commands and demands and expectations from other people, and how you felt about it in your inner self. And in your inner self, you thought to yourself, to heck with them. If they have to do it so tough like that, I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be a part of a boss who is hollering at his people all the time. People who are always picking on their people or picking on their family. A dad and mom who's always picking on their kids, and the kids who are always picking on each other, part of the family. I don't want to be part of that. We shy away from commanding situations. And if we really are ones who recognize a soft command holds tremendous weight, if we really recognize that, then we will be that, and we will place ourselves in a relationship with other people in that way. We will place ourselves in a relationship with other people who are giving out soft commands. They're giving out soft requests. The little girl runs up to the little boy and whispers in his ear, and the little boy turns bright red. And what was it the little girl said? Probably something so gentle, so uncommanding, but so definite. I love you. You're wonderful. And the little boy knows he shouldn't be getting compliments like that from anybody, because if he does, he's going to have to live up to those comments and compliments. A soft command holds tremendous weight. Now, if the kids are playing games in the yard and they're hollering at each other and they're saying, "You're terrible, I don't like you, go home, da-da-da-da-da," you know, and they're shouting at each other and getting all uptight with each other, what happens? It's just the weight that they carry means, I don't want anything more to do with you. I don't want anything more to do with your attitude. I don't want anything more to do with you in my life. And that's it. Now, the little girl who whispered in the boy's ear, the little boy knew that she wanted him in her life, and he felt like it was his first kiss. He felt like it was the most tremendous, wonderful thing in the world. And telling the kids, "Get out of here, go away, I don't want you around here." That sort of a heavy-duty command loses all of its benefit. It loses all its benefit, and people just don't want to have anything to do with it. But a soft command holds tremendous weight. It holds tremendous power. And everybody is eager to flow with the soft command, with the gentle command. And as they're eager to flow with the gentle command gets so much more done, so much more magic and wonder done. And it always has worked that way, and it always will work that way. Even when people pretend that they're giving a soft command, but they're being very tough, people understand that a pretend soft command is not a real soft command. And they don't give any authority to that. They try to stay away from that. But when people really have a sincerity within them, a gentleness within them, a softness within them, they really care. When people are in that way, then all the things work out in perfect divine order. All the things work out in a magical format, and everybody is happy as can be. Children learn the soft command game early on in life. They learn that as their mother whispers in their ear, and she says, "You're the sweetest little guy. You're the most gentle, loving little girl. You're always doing things to please me. You're always doing things to make me happy." And perhaps they hadn't done anything. Maybe it was an outright lie. Maybe it was just a cause that Mom was putting into motion. And that's okay too. But with this cause that Mom is putting into motion, things happen. Even that gentle command brings about wonderful results. Even that gentle command brings about an attitude which is an attitude that is successful and wonderful and beautiful and fulfilling. We don't have to do anything in this world. We can be loners. We can be on our own. We can go and live in the mountains in a cave. We can go into the desert. We can hide away from humanity. Or we can be part of humanity. If we hide away from humanity, we may not get the benefit of all the things that life has to offer. If we stay with humanity and are just gentle and loving, untouchable by anything that is contrary to our loving nature, then we have done something truly magnificent. We have set causes in motion that are truly fantastic. And these causes that we have set in motion that are truly fantastic are causes that are going to change the world. Not because they're loud and raucous, not because they're commanding and demanding, but because they're gentle. Because they speak to the inner being. They speak to the gentle part of a person, the compassionate part of the person, the loving part of the person. And the command is no longer a command, but it is a soft whisper, a soft, gentle piece of information, a soft bit of love. Yes. These are the things that make the world go round. These are the things that make us go round. These are the things that give us the feeling of goodness and peace and right action. These are the things that make everything worthwhile for each of us. And because they're the thing that make everything worthwhile for each of us, we feel magnificent in every possible way. A soft command holds tremendous weight. When a boss says, Joan, I am so happy with your work. Come, I want to have a talk with you. If the boss says, Joan, come, I want to have a talk with you. Even though Joan has been doing fantastic work, even though Joan has been a very loving person and a very soft and gentle person and competent, capable person, she is a little frightful of what the boss is going to say because of the manner in which he approaches her. But if he says to her, Joan, you're a marvelous worker. Come, I want to have a talk with you. You are on top of Cloud Nine, and you know it can be only some very wonderful thing your boss has to say to you. When friends start a conversation with the conclusion, the conversation usually gets off the ground. But if the friends don't start a conversation with a conclusion, oftentimes you have wandered away before the conversation even starts. If someone says to you, hey, we got some problems here, let's work on them, right away you are off on cloud nine, you're drifting away. But if a person says, I've got a lot of problems here, and I've worked them out pretty well, but I want to see what your opinion is of them, and how we can maybe even work them out more beautifully, more wonderfully, so that everyone who's involved feels just as fantastic as everyone else. How about that with you? Are you ready for that? Well, what would happen? What would happen if a person were approached in that manner? That is a soft command, and it holds tremendous weight. That is a soft approach, and it holds a tremendous awareness. That is a soft, loving beingness. And it is what all of life is really all about. It is all about that loving, fantastic attitude where you say to yourself, that is good and very good. That is loving and very loving. You say to yourself, that is who I am. That is what I am. That is why I am. And as you say that, you do something very fantastic. You begin to love all that's being done. you begin to appreciate everything that's being done, and you begin to delight in everything that's being done. Remember, whenever you want something done, say, "My gosh, you guys are doing a great job. Can you come and give me some suggestions on how we can do it even better?" Anything, a soft command, brings attention from everyone, and no one is fearful of a soft command. But everyone is fearful of a command that has hidden agenda, that has hidden attitudes about it. And everyone is a little fearful whether that is really something beneficial for them or not. And that is something each of us have to be very careful about. We have to be very careful of it, because that is what life is all about. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.